for the Washington Post, calling for a two-state solution in the Middle East. He says a revitalized Palestinian Authority should assume control of a reunited Gaza West Bank territory in the meantime. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell agrees.
No more terrorist attacks can be launched from Gaza against Israel. And this means that Hamas cannot be in control of Gaza any longer. So who will be in control of Gaza? I think only one could do that, the Palestinian Authority.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he does not want the Palestinian Authority running Gaza and that its leader has not condemned the Hamas terror attack on October 7th. You might want to watch a movie on your phone if you are flying for Thanksgiving, as the airports are going to be packed. Plus, there's some wet weather on the way. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Already this month, the TSA has screened more passengers than before the pandemic.
We're expecting to see the most passengers departing from Atlanta, Denver, Dallas, and Los Angeles. Lines will be longest early morning and early afternoon for people heading out.
More people are expected to drive, over 49 million, according to AAA, making this the third busiest Thanksgiving ever.
There was a silver lining for SpaceX in its launch of its massive Starship rocket, even though there was an explosion. BBC News science correspondent Jonathan Amos explains.
What we saw was the rocket lift off from Texas. It got through the crucial staging, the separation of the two halves of the rocket. The top part, the ship, carried on. It was supposed to continue the ascent for about 8.5 minutes. Now, either just before that or just after, the computer on board basically destroyed the vehicle.
45 years ago, hundreds died after a series of events sparked by the murder of a California congressman.
The tragedy of the People's Temple cult is perhaps best recalled around the San Francisco-Oakland area, long ago home to many of the victims, and in the commonly used sarcastic phrase about somebody drinking the Kool-Aid. Not only does that do great injustice to the 900-plus victims, people who died in Jonestown, it is not even factually accurate. The poison drink was a local product. Tom Foti, CBS News.
The United Auto Workers Union has overwhelmingly ratified a new contract with Ford. It is similar to deals with two other companies, including General Motors. Workers at Ford voted just over 69% in favor of the new deal. The new contracts will raise pay across the industry. The agreements run through April of 2028. This is CBS News.
No fees or minimums and no overdraft fees are another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
I can't wait.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This travel tip is brought to you by Febreze Car. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg has some tip on saving at the pump when you hit the road this summer.
Doesn't always work out this way, but historically, gas prices tend to drop on Wednesdays, and then they go right.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Studies show people who live in rural communities have a life expectancy 3 years fewer than people who live in urban areas. Mike Moan reports now on efforts to plan to prevent these deaths.
Across rural America, health experts say factors like ambulance shortages and hospital closures add to access issues for patients, leading to poorer outcomes. The American Heart Association notes that rural populations are 40% more likely to develop heart disease. AHA's Tim Nicolai says that's why his organization is working with small towns and cities to build a nation of lifesavers for when a rural resident experiences a heart attack.
Are the people and the organizations around them prepared to respond with effective CPR, with utilization of an AED, and kind of just having that entire system in place?
Municipalities that apply for the designation are given tools to evaluate gaps in getting residents trained and fitting buildings with the proper equipment. Nicolai says schools should be a major priority for any readiness planning.
There's dozens or hundreds of students there day in and day out. There's dozens of staff members. There's often parents and other volunteers visiting during the school day. And then you think about athletic events and community events that are often housed in schools.
He says schools should not only make sure staff are trained, but also make sure automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, are placed in visible locations and are accessible after hours. Nicolai says churches, food pantries, and community centers are other places to add to a readiness plan. Local leaders wanting to pursue a certification can contact the state health department. AJ also has details on its website where communities and businesses can build their plan. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bowe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 52. Mostly clear tonight, 27. Sunny with a high near 50 on your Sunday. For Monday, a chance of rain with a high around 45. For Tuesday, a chance of rain, breezy, with a high around 39.
It's 51 at our studios.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Tuesday, November 14th, 2023, now 6 past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in, Mr. Zommers. Happy anniversary. It's great to be here. We are at our one-year anniversary. It was look at this, a little piano. Very nice to have a piano person here in the studio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
well, to
you.
Well,
to
us.
Yeah, to the show.
To the show. To each and every one of us. Happy well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Happy anniversary. It has been 1 year since Mr. Zommers and I first signed on to the air at our old location on University Avenue. It was a cold November day. Today, much warmer. Sun is out. Feels almost like spring a little bit.
Pretty toasty.
Yeah, very good. But yes, we have arrived at the one-year anniversary. And to celebrate that and to honor that, I have some very special guests coming up here at about 20 minutes past the hour here in the noon hour. Our owner and CEO, Sage Weil, is going to be along and talk a little bit about not just our show, but Civic Media at large. He's been talking here internally about some of the things that we are looking at covering and how we cover it moving into 2024. So Sage Weil, our CEO, will be here at 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. And then at 12:30, as it turns out, it is Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers here at 12:30. And going to be talking a little news headlines as well as some sports. We usually touch base and I said what I wanted to talk about. He goes, it's all sports. I said, well, I don't know. So he's got a news item.
All right, there we go.
And so
A little balanced.
And so we'll be talking Supreme Court issues coming up with Luke Mathers as well, 12:30. And then at 1:30, in the second hour, our co-executive producer of this program, Chris Pauls, will be along as well, who is also at cracked.com. Did you know, Mr. Zommers, he's also a musician?
I did. He plays guitar, right?
Yes, plays guitar for a great band here in Wisconsin called Super Tanker. They have new music out. And Whoa. So he will be here talking about this new album that is being released via Spotify and other places as well, I assume. But we'll talk to Chris Pauls, find out what's on his mind at 1:30 as well. So Sage Weil, Luke Mathers, Chris Pauls, all joining us today on our one-year anniversary. Mr. Zommers has a Weezer t-shirt on. It's fantastic.
I do have a Weezer shirt on from a concert that I went to that I've probably talked about before. Mm. But Mike Crute, host of the Devil's Advocates, he also noticed it coming in. He was like, Weezer, yeah.
that was a big bad. Jeff Perry could tell us for sure. I believe Weezer made their network television debut on David Letterman.
I don't know.
It might not be true. If Jeff's listening, he'll let us know. But Weezer was a favorite band of David Letterman's. Well, I mean, a favorite to be on the show for a long time, and Paul Schaefer. So, very good. Well, congratulations, Mr. Zommer. We have made it to the one-year mark. Any reflections from you at this point in time?
I'm really happy to be here for 1 year. It's gone by very quickly, but a lot has happened for sure. And I can definitely say that starting this show, Todd took me out to pizza and talked about it and talked about his past, why he's doing a show, what he wants it to look like, and asked what I wanted it to look like. And I just remember thinking, what do I want it to look like? What do I have to do with this? It's the Todd Albaugh show. But he really wanted to make it a collaborative effort. And I think that I am very grateful for that opportunity. And it's been so much fun the whole time.
Well, and equally on my part as well, but a lot of fun, but a great getting to know one another. You've been a huge part of this and how it sounds on the air in particular. I really appreciate your professionalism, and it's been a great adventure. And you know, we got hopefully another one in us at least.
Absolutely.
So a very important one coming up in 2024. So we'll have some more reflections on the past year as the day continues. But the big shout out, I would like to shout not just to you, Mr. Zomers, for all your fine work and partnership and friendship in this, but also to our listeners, because we started in the morning at 8 o'clock, and then we went to the afternoon at 1 o'clock, and now we're starting at noon. And many of our core listeners have followed us through all the time changes and everything else. And I just so appreciate everybody who has stuck with us, who listens in either live over the air on the Civic Media app, or on the podcast version as well. Appreciate all of those great people who tune in, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube as well, because without you all, quite frankly, we would not still be here. So the credit goes to each and every one of you for tuning in and listening to us and calling in and texting in, because that really is what makes the show live and breathe. It's not just
absolutely
not just me, not just Somers. It's all of us. So thank you all, one and all. 11 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Want to start out today with a good news story. Feels like a lot of times we don't have good news to share. This headline on CNN: Biden, President Biden, says a deal to free the hostages held by Hamas, quote, is going to happen, unquote, as officials say they are nearing an agreement. I think this is a great way to start the show, because as we move into 2024, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, having hard conversations, but having factual conversations. And one of the things I think that we are missing a lot in much of mainstream media is talking about the successes that are out there.